At the 7 West Bistro in Towson, Olszewski was chatting with supporters who paid from $250 to $2,500 to get in the door, like Alex Sanchez, who is the director of politics for the Laborers International Union of North America.
Well, I'm grateful for all your help and for being here tonight. So
we'll do all that we can. We're trying to get labor squarely behind you, and we think that's already happening, so it's a good sign.
Perhaps another good sign for Olszewski, former Governor Martin O'Malley's endorsement last night. O'Malley says he's known Olszewski for decades. They worked together when O'Malley was governor and Olszewski served in the House of Delegates.
You can believe everything he says. If he gives you his word, he keeps it. He cares about people, and he's the sort of public servant that I think we need to support and lift up.
O'Malley says this is the only endorsement he's made so far this year in a Maryland County Executive's race. But what kind of impact O'Malley's endorsement will have is unclear. One of Olszewski's Democratic opponents, County Councilwoman Vicki Almond, shrugs it off.
I just think that at the local level, it's that kind of an endorsement, while very nice, doesn't really affect the race.
The other Democrat in the race, State Senator Jim Brochin, questioned Olszewski tying himself to O'Malley. Brochin pointed out that O'Malley, as governor, raised taxes across the board. And Baltimore County Delegate Joe Cluster, who is a former executive director of the Maryland Republican Party, finds the O'Malley endorsement of Olszewski interesting.
Martin O'Malley is the reason why Johnny Olszewski is not a senator.
Here's why, according to Cluster. Olszewski ran for the state Senate in 2014. He lost that race. It was part of a seismic political shift in eastern Baltimore County that year. Democrats lost races in an area of the county that had been reliably theirs. Cluster says Olszewski and other Democrats lost, in part, because O'Malley was an unpopular governor in that part of the county.
O'Malley's policies of higher taxes, more regulations, really hurt the workers down there. It's a blue-collar working community.
Cluster calls O'Malley a damaged brand. But when O'Malley ran for re-election in 2010, he got more votes than Republican Bob Ehrlich in Baltimore County, even though Ehrlich was born and raised in the county. And a Goucher poll conducted in the fall of 2014, just before O'Malley left office, showed 57% of Democrats statewide had a favorable opinion of him. That kind of support could give Olszewski a boost in the Democratic primary in June and in raising money now. Olszewski says he and the former governor did not agree on everything when they were in office, but Olszewski calls O'Malley's support an important validation.
You've got a guy who ran a city, who was a two-term governor and was a presidential candidate. So I think that speaks to having someone who's served in those roles, who have seen what you're capable of and your ability to run Baltimore County.
Whoever wins the Democratic nomination will face the winner of the GOP primary, either Delegate Pat McDonough or State Insurance Commissioner Al Redner. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WIPR.